Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy football as they get ready for the Border War. Colorado State coming up Friday night right here on KFBC. We've got freshman quarterback Sean Chambers joining us here on the program. Sean, your first Border War, and it looks like you're going to be a part of this game. Are you fired up for this, or have you had to learn a little bit about this CSU rivalry?
I would say I'm fired up. And you know, it's another game, but it's not just another game. It's a rival, you know. So, yeah, fired up learning more about this, you know, learning that we play for a trophy. So, that motivates me and inspires me. So, hopefully we can go out there and play our best and keep the boot here in Laramie.
Who was Kerman High School's biggest rival?
You know, I would say vary from year to year. You know, the best team in our league, you know, that would be our rival that year. So,
oh, really?
We really didn't have a true rival where we play for a trophy. So, I mean, it's kind of the first for me here.
Well, so there wasn't, like, a team that you played where it was just, like, hatred on both sides, anything like that? There wasn't anything like that?
No, I mean, I would say it's all equally split throughout the league. So, I mean, just every team is kind of a rival. So, yeah.
So you played in the playoffs in California. I've always wondered, how big are the playoffs in California in terms of just the number of teams that get in?
So it's about 16 teams, you know, in each division. There's quite a bit of division in California, too. So it's about 16 teams all qualifying for one trophy. So, I mean, it's four daunting weeks, you know. I mean, any team can beat any team. So my sophomore year, we beat the number one seed, and we were the eighth seed. So, I mean, it really, any upsets can happen all the time. So it's pretty crazy.
How would you grade your debut as a Division I college football player this past Saturday?
You know, I mean, I thought I did some things well. There's definitely some things I could pick up on and work on and, you know, fine-tune and make sure I don't make those same mistakes. I mean, I fumbled, so that's one thing that I could, you know, fix. You know, not turning the ball over, playing smarter, you know, that's about it.
I mean, that was your second snap. I mean, to come back in there, what was said after that fumble? Was anything said, or was it, you know, what was kind of talked about there?
Came off the field, coach was disappointed in him, as he should be, you know, but my teammates, you know, were rallying right behind me, you know, telling me just brush it off, you know, things happen, you know, so just get over it, you know, move on, and just block it out of your head.
I mean, you said in the post game, I'm not going to rehash a bunch of the stuff. You said in the post game, yeah, sure, I would have liked to have been out there on that final drive, with less than 2 minutes left to try and tie the game. You said as much. I think any competitor would say as much. Did you understand the reasoning that the decision there, though?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, mm-hmm. I understood it 100%. You know, and I trust Coach Vegan and Coach Bull, you know, and that was their decision, so I trusted them. You know, that was the best thing for our team to win that game. And, you know, we just came up a little short, but we'll be all right.
So you tweeted out, and I saw this Friday, I think it was Friday night. Of course, it was your birthday. You said thanks for all the birthday wishes, but you said big day tomorrow. Was that a little bit of a cryptic tweet, or was that leading on to, like, bigger things, like you're going to play on Saturday?
You know, I mean, I didn't know I was going to play. You know, I had an idea. You know, it was kind of, just a little motivation, you know, mm-hmm. try to get my teammates to see that, you know. Big day, you know, it's another conference game, so it is a big day. So, yeah, I mean, maybe a little bit here and there, but it wasn't like telling everybody, oh, I'm going to play. So I didn't really know and found out when everybody else found out, I guess.
What did you do for your birthday?
You know, I just relaxed, you know, just had meetings, practice, school, you know, just another Friday, you know. So it wasn't really a crazy birthday, but my parents came down and surprised me in Laramie, so that was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Were you expecting that? You said surprise. You probably weren't expecting that then, right?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't at all. They called me in there at War Memorial Stadium, so it wasn't a big surprise.
But what a great present, you know. I mean, they get to see you play in your first collegiate game, man. That's awesome.
Oh yeah, it was a good weekend for sure. I mean, got to see them on my birthday. Got to experience college football for the first time, and yeah, just got to spend some time with them, so it was awesome.
Okay, you had three straight 1,000-yard passing and 1,000 rushing yard seasons in high school. Are you a better runner or better passer if you had to grade yourself on that?
I mean, I'd say it's split.
Okay.
Know? I mean, 1,000 and 1,000, so 50-50. You know, there's some strengths I do in the passing game, and there's some strengths I do in the running game. So I'd say it's split.
how comfortable are you within the structure of the Wyoming offense? I mean, you've been kind of, I guess, implementing yourself in a little bit more and more, but how comfortable do you feel with the entire playbook?
You know, I mean, I feel comfortable with it. I mean, there's some things here that are fuzzy, you know, some things that I got to fine-tune and work on and focus on closely. So, I mean, I feel I'm okay with it. So if Coach had to throw me out there and told me to run something, I feel like I could run it to the best of my ability.
I mean, we hear pro-style offense, and Coach Bull alluded to the fact that it's a hard offense to kind of understand. Would you agree with that statement? Is it a complicated offense to kind of figure out completely?
I agree 100%. Coming from high school as a basic spread offense, you know, with mirrored routes, you know. Here it's not that easy. You know, we got called routes, you know, tagged routes. So it's definitely an adjustment that I have to make.
What's the hardest adjustment, do you think, that there is right now with the offense?
You know, managing the huddle, you know, just going in there. I mean, since I'm a young guy, there's, you know, 22, 23-year-olds in there. You know, I'm a 19-year-old kid. And just managing the huddle, you know, getting those guys' eyes, getting them to believe in you and getting them to think that you can do this.
How much did your preparation for Utah State change from the previous 5, 6, 7 weeks of your preparation for a game?
You know, I mean, more film. I mean, that was about it, you know, more film, more focus to detail, you know, going out there, practicing harder, you know, practicing smarter, you know, so that's about it.
Are you used to all the media attention now?
You know, it's the first for me, kind of. I mean, in high school, this never really happened, or even year before, last couple of weeks, never really happened, so starting to get used to it.
How familiar were you with Josh Allen prior to coming to Wyoming?
You know, I knew of Josh. I don't think I really knew him. I don't think I ever met him. But I knew of him. I knew what he was about. I knew he was a good player. So when he came here and excelled, it was kind of no surprise to me.
Is Fireball and Kerman, and again, I don't know my California geography other than, you know, a few cities and all that, are they even remotely close or similar types of cities or not?
Yeah, I mean, they're about 25 minutes away, Kerman and Fireball. So it's really close. You know, one town in between us, so... I mean, I have some family on Fireball. My dad's grandma and his grandpa are from there, so I have some family out there.
Okay, so I asked you, did you know Josh Allen when he was going to high school? Did you hear that name at all?
Yeah, I heard the name. I've never met him, but right. I heard okay. The name. You know, I heard the name around the valley.
You still a big baseball guy?
Yeah, I'm a baseball fan. I'm a Dodger fan, you know.
Oh, no.
Yep. I know. I guess around here in Wyoming, there's a lot of Rocky fans, so. We're not the most popular people around here.
Yeah, but okay, so last year must have been tough watching the Astros series. What about this series with the Red Sox, man? I mean, this is going to be an even tougher one, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, this series is crazy. I mean, they made light work of the Astros, so hopefully we can pull off the unthinkable and take it away from the Red Sox, I guess.
You hit .358 in high school in 63 games, and I heard from Coach Ball today you are a catcher. What do you miss most about playing baseball?
I'd say playing more often. You know, baseball you have like 2 to 3 games a week. You know, football you only have one time. Get to go out there. So I just miss competing more against other players more often.
I mean,
more frequently.
That's Cowboy freshman quarterback Sean Chambers, who rushed for 100 yards against Utah State, threw for 62, and he'll be a game-time decision to see who the quarterback is going to be against CSU on Friday night. We'll be back with more of the Sports Zone right after these messages.